As an estimation, I think, my process, I would like to, going into how long I was a statist. I mean, everyone who has gone through the established system throughout school and what have you not, and all the way to college and all the way to universities and what have you not, will always, end up being a statist one way or another. Well, it is actually the process of how long it took to go out of the statist mentality, as you just mentioned, the idea that, this cognitive dissonance, actually, like, people, we all have the same rights, yet some people have more rights than you do, and these are special, and they actually have the right to do harm onto other people, and that it's legitimate in the sense that we should do harm, harm and the very things that, the very things that are actually create a peaceful coexistence, like freedom and all of that, or I should say the exact antithesis of that, like the very things that harm peaceful coexistence in society, like harm, trespass, stealing, that they can be good. And that's actually where it starts. It's actually a process of becoming honest with yourself, honest with what you've, what you've thought to be true, like what you've been taught and what you've, espoused, and what things you've actually adopted as a paradigm, view as a world view. And that has to do really with being honest with yourself. The first step of was actually to be honest with myself. When you reach eventually a certain point at li in life where, things that are that really are of insignificant value, like, material things, like this hedonist lifestyle of, becoming someone, becoming a famous scientist, or look at this, did everyone see that I have a new car? No, like, it says, you go beyond this frivolous, mundane, limited way of valuing things in life, and you actually start to value things that actually have value. Like, this was my, inception into, the epistemological method, and also becoming an autodidact, actually, asking questions for a start. What is this reality actually? What is my individual worth? What is what is the foundation of this very idea of statism? What is the what is the foundation? Why is it legitimate? And this went back to when I was questioning, like, royalty, because here in the Netherlands we still have royalty, and that's like the first thing I encountered. Like, well, who gave you the right to actually govern me? As you look like a regular guy to me, so what gives you this special intrinsic right? Well, my ancestors had that right, and they also had the right to govern you, so I am their offspring, so therefore I
Faith.
have the right to. Exactly. And then you see all these logical, blatant logical fallacies present within this very system of authority in general. So then you go into government as well, like that piece of that little a scribble on a piece of parchment, actually really means anything by way of, having gone through some various rituals and what have you not. It seems very obviously that it is it seems more like a religion to me. And eventually, you go into seeing if you actually just, view things from up above and not view things within the limits of your own interpretation when I was still, programmed, if you want to call that. And if you just be honest with, if you're just honest with yourself and actually view the things around you for what they are, generalize things, like, what is the foundation for all of these things? What is the foundation for governments? What is the foundation for royalty? What is the foundation of, the other various theories that have been promulgated throughout the ages, And if we just go to the foundation, I've said once in one of my videos that if you go to the foundation, you will actually see that none of these assertions have any feet to stand on. And thus it brings back the notion of having a solid foundation, because they don't have a solid foundation. It's like a house of cards, tripling over. That they don't have any, there is no substantiation to their foundation. There is nothing legitimate to it. And of course, this has a very large background to it. But just to keep it concise, Corey, not to explain my whole life story here, but actually trying to emphasize the very core of what made me actually reconsider what I once thought was legitimate, which is statism and authoritarianism, and that is being honest with yourself. Looking at things for what they truly are, learn discernment, learn the trivium, learn logical fallacies. Logical fallacies. If you, I was very, a logical person when I was a lot younger. So I, was very intrigued by logic, logical fallacies, and trying to filter information by way of these implementing these logical fallacies. Well, logical fallacies galore when we're actually talking about the system of government. If you're honest with yourself, if you're not going to justify in your head, well, oh, there should be a reason for that, like being honest with yourself, that is the primary head starter for this journey into understanding what nature actually is, what our nature is, what the world actually is, and how it all falls together.